First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Yo, 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 yo! Welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am Big Black.
Julian coming in at ya as well. Jay Snog on the mic.
Jay Snog on the mic. Oh, yeah. Can you dig it? I can dig it. Anywho.
that was aggressive.
That's my macho man.
Ooh, yeah.
Bonesaw is ready.
Bones.
his greatest role, in my opinion.
Was that Spider-Man?
That was the original Spider-Man. Sam Raimi's Spider-Man. But yeah, good week for sports. Slow week. A lot of basketball and hockey.
Shit, NASCAR. That I don't care about. So, like, nothing really for me.
Yeah. I've been following hockey more closely because the Avalanche are in the playoff hunt. So I've been keeping an eye on that. But otherwise, yeah, it's been a little bit of slow week for me as well.
Yeah.
But Overwatch is going.
Yeah, it's so slow that we're going to start it off with the Oscars. And Mr. Black Mamba himself, Kobe Bryant, just won an Oscar for Best Animated Short.
Yeah, so I guess time's up, not for Mr. Bryant.
For Mr. Bryant. Hey, this was years ago. Yeah. Times were different.
Yeah.
And let's be real.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's over.
It's over. It's over. He was found not guilty.
She got paid.
He was found not guilty.
He hit it. She couldn't handle it.
Vanessa got that big ass ring.
Yep. Vanessa's all like, nigga, my hand better be scraping the ground. And he's like, I got you, babe.
Yeah. Well.
But.
But now, now Mr. Bryant has the same amount of Oscars as he does NBA MVP awards.
Which is nuts.
Which is one.
So he didn't like draw anything. He just
no. He was the executive producer on Me and Basketball, something like that.
Basketball something.
Yeah, it had something to do with basketball. But basically, what happened
really don't
was
give a fuck.
I
need stuff to talk about.
Yeah, because it's a slow sports week. We can talk about the combine. Do you want us to talk about white boys running fast?
Because we are for a little bit.
Because we will. Well, there's one person on the combine we should talk about. But,
cool.
But yeah, I was like, I was switching back and forth between that and like, I don't know, fucking Family Guy repeat or something. And I just turned it back and fucking Kobe Bryant is standing on stage with an Oscar in his hand. And I'm like, what the shit is this?
Mr. Kobe's got himself an Oscar.
Kobe.
I mean, like, people fucking working in the industry for decades upon decades.
Yeah, how much you want to bet that people just saw, like, Kobe's name on the fucking ballot and they were just like, oh, vote for that. I haven't seen the other ones.
Yeah, it could be a lot of that, or could legitimately be really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I haven't seen this year's
competition. I mean, Kobe's a showman, for sure.
Yeah,
you know?
But I mean, he just, whatever.
All I'm saying is these guys are chasing the wrong fucking categories. You know, Rick fucking Moranis, Mr. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, has like several Grammys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't act anymore.
I know, but he has Grammys. You know how he wins Grammys? Because he wins Grammys in categories like Best Spoken Word Comedy.
Yeah.
Or Best Country Album with, you know, digital recording. It's weird.
I was gonna say best country album is not an obscure category.
I was stretching. I was stretching.
Best spoken word.
But seriously, like, that's how these guys win Oscars and Grammys. They just do really obscure shit and they have that name. And
yeah, that's true.
And it's not bad. It's never bad, which is the cool part about it. So.
Yeah, I don't imagine it was bad, but it's just like, it was just super weird just seeing fucking Kobe Bryant on stage when I had no idea that Kobe Bryant was up for an Oscar this year.
I know. It's fucking crazy.
Because there was a part of me that was like, I was like, oh, that guy looks like Kobe Bryant. Don't be racist. Oh, shit, it is Kobe Bryant. So, because why the fuck would Kobe Bryant be on the stage?
No, that's real shit, dog. Kobe and his Oscar.
Kobe and his Oscar.
Oh, it's so fucking crazy to think about that. Yeah, homie's recently retired. And already has a goddamn.
Is it 2 years? Is this the first full season without Kobe?
I believe it is, yeah.
Oh, God, that's so nuts. It's only been a year. Granted, it's been like 3 years since he's really made an impact.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, he's been a.
Oh, man, that farewell tour was such bullshit.
It was, but it was cool, though.
No, I mean, I'm glad they did it, you know. For whatever his faults, Kobe Bryant is a talent, a once in a generation talent as a as a basketball player.
I'm saying he's lucky he's just, oh man.
Yeah.
Right on the tail end of that shit. Historically, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, no, I'm just
like, right on the tail end.
He's just lucky. He's just fucking lucky. Fucking Roethlisberger,
too. Fucking.
Yeah, no, all those guys are fucking lucky. Because, you know, we always had those, you know, we were always like, oh, those guys. But now it's like, if that shit had happened now, Kobe wouldn't have any deals. He wouldn't be, you know.
Yeah.
The Lakers would have to have issued some sort of statement about their future with him and that kind of shit. But.
And the only reason Tiger lost all this shit is because there was violence.
I guess.
And even then they were kind of like, hey, you got your endorsements back, Tiger.
Yeah, no, Tiger. I mean, but Tiger just cheated on his wife. He was just a shitty husband. Like Kobe and Ben Roethlisberger might be garbage human beings.
Like, Kobe's competitive. You see how stupid that sounds when you say that about fucking evil people and awful people?
Like, I mean, like I said, I'm not taking away anything from Kobe's skills on the court, but
shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend a night alone with him. Not that I'm blaming her. I'm just saying, I think Kobe's just—it's just not a fun guy. I don't think he'd be fun to hang out with.
Oh shit!
But. Yeah, that's our sports-related Oscar news.
We're going to switch things up for a second and switch up the podcast because Skame gave us a call
a
little bit earlier. So we're about to listen to that shit early. Yo, what up, Skame?
What's going on, bro?
Chilling. Smoking this caviar joint.
Chilling.
Word.
Nice.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up? What you got for
coming
us?
Coming in with a big weekend in combat sports. Had some UFC, some boxing, and some kickboxing going on this weekend. So it's a busy weekend.
Nice.
Last night we had UFC 222. It was Chris Cyborg versus Yana Kunitskaya.
I actually watched a little bit of that.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
So Kunitskaya is, I believe she's the reigning Invicta bantamweight champion, jumping up a weight class and hopping onto the big show in the UFC to fight Chris Cyborg, who's a
fucking monster.
Fucking monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel bad for anybody fighting this girl. Man. Obviously, scrounging out anywhere they can find these people to try to take these fights against it because nobody wants it.
Nah. Shit. I don't want it.
But, yeah, she's a beast. She came in there, she fucking rocked Kunitskaya early, dropped her down, but as she was on the ground, Kunitskaya got a slick little ankle pick and took Cyborg down.
Yeah.
During the transition, she was able to get up, but got tripped again. Cyborg was able to get up, and Kunitskaya took the opportunity to hop on her back, but it just, I don't know, wasn't enough. Chris Cyborg's too strong. She was able to get up. Kunitskaya used her clinch up against the cage, which worked surprisingly well. Wasn't expecting that. She's stronger than she looks. She was able to hold Cyborg up against the cage, but she couldn't really do much with it. Cyborg's just too strong. Landed a couple of overhand rights and ended up dropping her with some dropping her. Got some punches while she was on the ground. Cyborg won first round. I think it was like what, a minute left or something like that.
Yeah, something like
another
that.
Another dominant win for Cyborg.
Yeah, that she's a fucking animal, man. Whew.
Yeah, that Kunitskaya girl, she went for broke, though. She probably put on the best 3 minutes of action that I see most people put up against Cyborg.
That's real shit. She can definitely hang her head high, and she definitely left it all out there. Like, that's real.
Yeah, especially that clinch work up against the cage, man. I was really surprised on how well she was able to hold Cyborg there for at least a few seconds. You know what I mean? That's tough work.
Yeah, please, if you don't know who we're talking about, Google Chris Cyborg, and it'll be the first thing that pops up in Google. Doesn't even matter how you spell Chris. Just Google it, and wow.
Yeah, beast. There are men that don't want to fight her.
I'm one of them.
But yeah, so I mean, Chris Cyborg still dominating that weight class. Who knows who's up next for him, because that weight class is thin. She's pretty much ran through everybody, so they're probably gonna have to find somebody from some other organization to fight her.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens there.
Absolutely.
Co-main event, we have Frankie Edgar versus Brian Ortega. Mostly, if anybody follows MMA, you should know Frankie Edgar's name.
Right.
He's been a contender for the longest time, held the belt for a while. Brian Ortega's up and comer, undefeated Gracie black belt.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I didn't see that fight.
This was a solid fight. Edgar started off early with the pressure, landed double and triple jabs. Was keeping Ortega on his back foot, so you're not able to get anything going. I mean, you move him back, it's tough to get any kind of offense going.
Word.
Later in that first round, are you gonna see him?
No.
All right. Later in the first round, Ortega started coming forward. Edgar threw a left hand that Ortega could be. Timed it. I don't know if he timed it or just had the perfect reaction, but caught Edgar with a short elbow while Edgar was winding up to throw his left hand, and caught him flush on the chin and rocked the shit out of Edgar. And then Ortega ended up landing the fucking uppercut that looked like the Rock'em Sock'em robots. Popped him in the head, knocked him right off his ass, right up off his feet on his ass.
Oh, shit.
And while he was on the ground, he hit him with two hammer fists and became the first person to ever knock out Frankie Edgar in a fight.
Oh, shit. I got to watch that replay.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that uppercut was insane. But if you watch it, when you see it, I thought he counted him, but it was a fucking hell of an elbow dunk. Timed it perfectly.
Ooh.
Right on target, right on the jaw.
Ooh.
Rocked the shit out of him. Man, Edgar had no idea. He was hurt from there on. Like, the uppercut and the two hammer fists were just icing on the cake. He was already done after that.
Damn. Yeah, I gotta watch that shit.
Ortega stays undefeated, moving himself up in the rankings, looking for a run at the title. I believe that was that lightweight? I don't know. Whatever. moving on. One of the two fights that opened up the card, Sean O'Malley and Andre Sukumtoff. This was a hell of a fight, dude. They fucking beat the hell out of each other. O'Malley's a young up-and-comer. He's 9-0 coming into this fight. Came in, was landing some crazy leg and body kicks. Pretty much landing them whatever he wanted.
Damn.
This name's so tough. Sukumtoff was dropped with the right hand, but popped right back up. So he was had a hell of a chin. Survived the first round. Came in the second round and made it a more of a closer fight. Recovered strong and was able to land a few takedowns. But when he got the takedown, O'Malley got him right into a triangle, a pretty deep fucking triangle, and Sukumtoth was able to kind of work his way out of the triangle, but ended up getting caught in an armbar, but was able to work himself out of that too. Ended that second round on top, but didn't really do anything with it. Wasn't really landing any shots or anything like that. All right, so round three starts off with O'Malley picking his shots. Was landing pretty much whatever he wanted. Ended up throwing a high kick that Sukumtop blocked with his arm. Didn't really look like too hard of a kick or anything like that, but it hurt the shit out of O'Malley. He must have broke his foot or something, because after that, he wasn't able to put any pressure on his foot. Stuffed a takedown one-footed, since he was like pretty much hopping on one foot. I don't know how the fuck he did it, but he stuffed a takedown. Ended up getting the... ended up getting the fight taken down to the ground, but I mean, wasn't enough. Foot injury or not, O'Malley still got the unanimous decision. Hell of a first two rounds for him. So man, third round didn't really matter.
Wow. Yeah, actually, I did see that headline. I saw the picture of him getting like carted off after the fight, and I was like, "Wow!"
It was pretty funny because Rogan did the post-fight interview. Dude's laying on his back getting treated, and Rogan's sitting there kneeling down with a mic in his face like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, fucking Rogan, man.
In some serious pain, so I'm not sure if he fractured something, broke something, but his foot is definitely fucked after that fight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but other fights there on that card, we had Andre Arlovski versus Stefan Struve.
Ooh.
Two names been around for a while.
Right.
It's a good fight. Nothing too crazy. Arlovski's old ass ended up getting a unanimous decision.
Well, of course.
Then the opener of the actual main pay-per-view card was Kat Zingano versus Katlyn Vieira. Another foot injury in this fight. Kat Zingano, I'm not sure if she broke a foot or something, but kind of the same kind of injury. She threw a leg kick that got checked, and it hurt her. And sometimes you land right on the knee or something like that, it really fucks up your foot. Whether you break a bone or not, even those nerves, it still sends like a jolt through your nerves, and it pretty much makes your whole leg useless.
Ugh.
So I didn't really see much out of that, so I'm not sure if there was any broken bones. But I did have one spotlight for that card. Mackenzie Dern, she's a big up-and-coming like BJJ star.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Perfect kind of person. Yeah, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Pretty much the perfect kind of person that the UFC loves to push. Cute girl. She's hell of a BJJ practitioner. She's BJJ world champ. Her father's a well-known BJJ black belt. She got her black belt when she was like 19 or some shit like that.
God damn.
Yeah, she's a little beast. She came in, she had her first UFC fight last night. It was probably her toughest fight that she's had so far. But, I mean, you're jumping into the UFC, that's top echelon right there. I mean, that's the cream of the crop. So we'll see how she fares going forward. But she did get her first win last night via split decision, I believe it was.
Good for her.
Yeah. Moving on, had some boxing. Didn't watch the whole card, but I did watch the heavyweight title. I was a WBC heavyweight championship. Deontay Wilder, who's the champ, versus Luis Ortiz.
Yep.
This was a hell of a fucking fight, dude.
Yeah.
Ortiz started off aggressive as hell, moving forward. I was surprised to see that. I thought Wilder would be the aggressive fighter, but he was on the defensive most of the time. He looked like he was trying to counter, but not too much, because everything he was throwing, Ortiz seemed to be countering, and it was rocking him. He was trying to shake it off, saying like, "Oh, it's not hurting," but he was getting hit with some heavy bombs. Wilder ended up landing a right hand that dropped Ortiz in the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
That's from what they were saying on the broadcast. It was the second time in his career that Ortiz has ever been dropped.
Damn.
This dude got a hell of a chin. But he was able to recover. He came back in the sixth round. Wilder was still laying some nice shots, but Ortiz was still hanging in there. He was throwing wild as shit, but he was hanging in there, landing some heavy punches with those wild throws. Same thing to finish off round six and seven. Just both of them just throwing heavy bombs back and forth. Ortiz ended up hurting Wilder in the seventh round. But like I said, he was doing it pretty much the whole fight. Wilder just kept shaking his head like, nah, you ain't getting me, you ain't getting me. Mm-hmm. But it was a hell of an exchange. Wilder came back out like the eighth, ninth round using his jabs to try to set up that big right hand, but he still seemed too cautious. Like he was worried about getting countered and getting knocked down. Then I believe it was the eighth or ninth round, but both dudes throw a punch at the same exact time and rock each other. Like so close to being a double knockout kind of situation. It was insane. But they ended up clinching after that, which, I mean, everybody gets rocked, automatically clinches. But Wilder seemed to recover a lot faster because he fucking threw Ortiz to the ground. Like a wrestling move, kind of hip tossed him onto the ground. But it wasn't a knockdown because he tossed him like
right,
that.
Right.
So it didn't count as a knockdown for the fight. Wilder came back in after they started the action again and landed some heavy, heavy hands. And there was nothing Ortiz could do.
I saw that part.
Dropped twice in the second round. The last shot to knock him down was a fucking nasty uppercut.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Vicious uppercut.
Yeah.
Wilder won it in the 10th round, 7th successful title defense. So probably going to line him up with, I would assume, Anthony Joshua for a big heavyweight title fight coming up sooner or later. Deontay Wilder is still undefeated. Ortiz got his first loss, but with this showing, I mean, he's still definitely a top contender in that division.
That nigga's 40-0.
Which one?
Wilder. Yeah. In like his whole career. Like, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's a monster. I think he's like the first undefeated champ in like 10 years or 10 plus years or some shit like that.
Yeah, he's only one of 12 people. Excuse me. One of 13 other boxers throughout boxing history that have started that way, which is crazy.
Yeah, and he's the first American born champ in a while as well.
I know, that's true. Shit, yeah.
So he's holding it down out there. Anthony Joshua was a beast, but he's a Brit, so he doesn't count.
Yeah, that's real.
But like I said, I didn't watch the rest of the card. I was just worried about that headline. Excuse me. Moving on, had some kickboxing. It's another one I didn't watch the whole thing because Glory kickboxing is banished to the obscurity of UFC Fight Pass where nobody watches. Everybody complains about the UFC going to the ground, but nobody watches kickboxing, which is all stand-up, so I don't get it.
I'm with you, dog.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But yeah, I wish I could have watched the whole card. Seemed like it was a pretty solid card. But the main event, my boy Badr Hari, I don't know if you remember him from the K1 days.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, Badr Hari was a fucking beast. He was fighting Hezdi Gjorgis. No, Hezdi Gjorgis. This is a rematch 8 years in the making. Last time they fought in 2010, Badr Hari got DQ'd because he dropped Hezdi Gjorgis to the with some kind of combo. I forgot what it was. But while he was on the ground, he kicked Gjorgis in the face. So he got DQ'd for kicking a downed opponent. So coming into this fight, I thought it was going to be like a kind of a grudge match, but they didn't really seem to have too much beef coming into the fight. I didn't really watch any of the lead-up, so I'm not too sure about it. But Badr Hari's coming off of the loss to Rico Verhoeven, where he broke his arm trying to block a kick. I think that was like maybe a year and a half or two.
Oh, fuck, that's always rough to see.
But he's coming in did a good job landing solid body kicks, solid body shots with the punches. Georges was pretty aggressive moving forward. He was the bigger guy. I mean, he had like 20 plus pounds on Badahari. But Badahari was probably in the best shape of his life. Came in there. Georges was looking for a lot of heavy leg kicks. He's known for his leg kicks. So he's trying to chop out Badahari's legs. But pretty much wore himself out by the second round, to the point where, not sure if his mouthpiece was falling out or if he was spitting it out to buy time, but he was fucking exhausted. So who knows what was really going on? I can kind of see it falling out of his mouth, and I can also see him spitting it out to buy time. So that's a so-so thing there. But Badahari was still working the body through the whole fight, throwing some spinning heel kicks that he's known for from his younger days. But like I said, Gurg was just too exhausted, and there was nothing he could do. Coming in round three, Badahari got him with a spinning kick. But Jerk just threw a spinning kick, but Badahari kicked his leg before he even got halfway around, dropped him straight to the mat. It's not a knockdown, but still, you fall to the mat, you're still taking air out of your lungs. Makes you even more tired, so it wasn't a good night for Georges. Badahari ended up getting the unanimous decision, setting himself up for a rematch with Rico Verhoeven for that championship belt.
Fucking Dutch.
And going, what's he now? 106 or 107 and 13?
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. He's a fucking monster. Badahari is the baddest man on the planet.
That's nuts.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that's all I had for this week. Didn't really watch much else other than combat sports. I was able to catch a NASCAR race today, but
who won? And we lost them, ladies and gentlemen. We've lost them. So follow Skame on the internet at Skame 44 on Twitter and at Nemesis_Supreme on Instagram. Excuse me, Nemesis_Supreme 44. Jesus Christ. Follow him on fucking Instagram. Hopefully we'll get connected here, because that was kind of weird and abrupt. Yeah, like I said, just live shit, man. It's drop calls. It
unexpected,
happens.
Unexpected, but have
technology.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that shit was kind of funny. But like,
some Black Mirror shit right there.
Holy crap.
But, yeah.
I don't have a mirror.
Martin Truex, my boy, Colorado Racing, finished fourth. Kevin Harvick finished first with his 100th win.
100? That's freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, that seems very impressive. I don't know enough about racing to be like, yes. That's good, right, though?
And then we got Kyle Busch and Kyle Larson finishing out.
Not related.
The fucking top three.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom, baby. Vroom,
on to
vroom.
The next subject so fast. I don't give a fuck about the NFL Combine.
Oh, yeah. But we should talk about that one. What's it? Hold on. Let me look him up real quick. There's a guy with one arm who's been fucking killing it.
Oh, snap!
In the NFL Combine?
Yeah. He was, he had his
That's cool.
right hand amputated when he was a baby because of a birth defect. And
wow.
He, Shaquem Griffin?
Let's Google him.
Yeah.
I'm about to Google him.
Shaquem. Yeah, it's Shaquem. Shaquem. Griffin is he did a 40-yard dash in 4.38 seconds, which is Jesus Christ, that is fast.
It's probably Shaquem.
He's a Shaquem.
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 Coming from a Black person.
Okay.
That's probably
I'll
what
defer
it is.
To the Black person.
Yeah. Mr. Griffin.
Yeah, but he's a linebacker, and I mean, that's like fucking that's wide receiver numbers.
Yeah, that is fucking crazy.
And he also lifted like did like two did reps like 38 reps of like 250 pounds or some shit like
Jesus
that.
Christ.
Yeah. So
what's
the guys,
my excuse?
I'm yeah, lazy. What are our excuses?
I'm lazy. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't lift, bro. That's my excuse.
I don't lift, bro.
But yeah, he's fucking killing it. You know, for a guy with one arm, hell, for a guy with two arms, he's killing it.
Killing it.
And so, yeah, he's probably going to get drafted. Maybe his second or third day is what they're saying. So he would be like the first one-handed player in the NFL. I don't know.
Let's give him a round of applause.
He could probably beat me up.
I mean, duh. He just fucking bench pressed fucking 250 pounds 38 times in front of cameras and shit. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but he ran the fastest linebacker 40 in over a decade. So
yeah, man, that's godly.
Yeah. So I wish him the best. I'll keep an eye out. Shaquem Griffin, we're rooting for you, man.
Shaquem Griffin.
Not the first time a white person will mispronounce your name.
Oh God, fuck.
But yeah, that's the only combine news that I think is worth.
I was out with some people at the old Chicago location, and one of my homies is like, he really is into the combine, and I was just like, I don't give a fuck about this shit. I don't give a fuck about how high someone jumps or how fast they run. I just want to see them play football and win games. That's just me, though. And I understand people liking that shit, I guess, you know, for the sake of numbers. I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't care enough about sports like that.
I mean, I think it's more like it depends on like how into the draft you are, how into like college football you
zero.
Are. Yeah. You and I have very little interest on both of those fronts.
I'll see you when you get to the big stage, family.
Yeah. I mean, if I went to a school with a decent football program, I'd probably be way more into college football, you know, but I didn't. So it's just one of those things where I'm not like super into it. So, you know, I don't really have people on my radar until they make the, you know, make the actual team and actually do well in the NFL. So I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things where it's just like people get excited if they're really into, you know, college football. There's
which he is to you know, which yeah. You didn't know.
Because that's, you know, he gets to see his, you know, his guy or whatever.
I'm trying to get him on a podcast.
Yeah,
for real.
If you're listening, why aren't you on?
I mean, I work with the nigga. I'd be like, yo, when you getting on my podcast? I don't know. The fuck, Diesel? Get the fuck on the show.
Yeah, you care about draft stuff? We need a draft expert. Diesel, I don't know you.
Yeah, he's cool.
I imagine.
Do you?
Well, I mean, you're hanging out with him.
Imagine Dragons. That's true. That's true. Yeah,
that's a band.
That's a band.
That's a band.
It is a band.
They make music. but yeah, I don't know. I don't really understand the appeal either. It just seems like a, I don't know, like a shitty track and field day.
Yeah. I don't want to. I just watch the Olympics.
Yeah. It's like if I want. No, every 4 years I care enough about track and field.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where I think, you know, if you're into it, you're into it.
Absolutely. I'm not like trying to knock anybody. I'm just like, I just personally don't give
a flying fuck. It's a slow sports week.
Because, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
But that's my story.
Because, like, you know, Tom Brady. We'll just bring it back to Tommy Boy. Awful draft. I mean, Mr. Irrelevant, shitty fucking combine, you know, fucking greatest quarterback ever. So it's just like, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
I just want to be a positive person and focus on that.
You should be a positive person and focus on that. We'll focus on...
Ladies, I'll kiss you longer than Tom Brady kisses his son.
Oh. I don't know which is creepy. I don't know which is creepier, dog. I don't know. At least theirs is like kind of...
You're not going to kiss your boy on the lips like that?
Nah, family. Where you going? Come back. What?
Weird.
Close.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I used to kiss my dad on the lips, maybe. I don't know. I don't really remember.
I never did. I can't recall. I mean, I remember kissing my mom on the lips, but that shit stopped.
But
because I was like, stop kissing me. This is weird. I don't like your kisses.
Yeah.
And
I was like
four.
I think it was about the time I don't know. The fact that I'm hazy about it, I mean, it probably happened, but I'm probably so young when I was my dad was like, no, this isn't happening anymore.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah. No, but come back because I want another one for really long. God, just Google it. Just Google it. You know how we get down on the TMSR. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's unfortunate, but we try to make it easy and accessible.
Yeah, but
so
all
you got to do is Google Tom Brady kissing.
Tom Brady loves his son.
He loves his son a lot. Yeah. But just Google Tom Brady kissing, and Google will do the rest for you. Unless Tom Brady's got some serious money, and you can't pull it up instantly. But yeah,
there's no way you can't not pull it up instantly.
It's fucking awkward.
Yeah, it's awkward.
It's awkward. Very awkward. Man. Man, oh man. But yeah, I really do. To me, free agency is way more interesting.
Oh, yeah, no. What's free
there's
agency
like,
starts?
There's established names, you know.
I mean, we can go into conspiracy theories right now. Rumor is the Broncos are talking to the Browns for that number one spot.
Oh, my God. You know what else? Oh, God
watch,
damn.
Watch John Elway blow it.
Old Johnny boy.
Okay. Yeah, watch it. Watch
it. Gonna fuck it up.
I have no idea if I want Kirk Cousins or not.
Family.
Like, I am genuinely like, I don't know. People ask me and I'm like, well, yes. But also I'm like, his best record is fucking 9-7.
Yeah, which is not terrible. But okay, think about what he did with that defense, which is nothing, you know.
Yeah,
there's somewhat of an offense here. The defense is still pretty legit, you know. There's definitely a drop off, and it's not the same team that they've been.
No, I mean,
but the
not...
defense is still top tier.
Yeah,
you know, a lot. You're not looking forward to playing against Denver's D.
No, I still think our defense is good, but it's just like,
so that coupled with Kirk Cousins, and
but it's like, oh man.
And there's a decent run game out here too.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things, but it's like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't think he's worth $30 million, but at the same time, I'm like, that's what mediocre quarterbacks go for in this league nowadays. That's just what the market dictates, you know?
You said dick.
No, but sir. I don't know. It's just one of those things, and it's like, if the Broncos get Kirk Cousins, then there's no reason we need the first overall pick, because we can still get a quarterback if we want. But at the same time, why the fuck would you get a quarterback?
Yeah, or you can use that first pick on something, you know, just pull a Broncos and just be, you know, let's get a wide receiver with the first round pick.
Well, there was like, somebody was talking, they were like, Saquon Barkley is a... is like a once in a generation running back talent. And I was like, yeah, that's nice. He's like, you don't want that? And I was like, well, think about all those championships Barry Sanders won or Adrian Peterson won.
That's real shit.
Like, those are, I mean, who's better than Barry Sanders? And he quit rather than just play for the Lions.
I know.
I'm
done.
I mean, it's just that's how important quarterbacks are. You always have a shot with an elite quarterback. You might have you might have some good days with the greatest running back, but you're not going to win a championship.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Excuse me. You are absolutely right. That burp was provided to you by Samuel Adams, Sam 76, in a can, BT Dubs. Shit's delicious. Drink it. They're not sponsoring us. Julian sponsored us with some alcoholic beverages. And
Moon Liquor is the sponsor, current biggest sponsor.
That's
of this
right.
Podcast.
It's currently the biggest sponsor we have, and I enjoy the shit out of that beer. But quarterbacks, sir, quarterback whisperers.
Yeah.
This is kind of funny, just keeping it on the QB NFL shit. I read an article about Josh McDaniels, and basically. everyone said they didn't give a fuck about what he did to the Colts because he's so good with quarterbacks that if he ever left the Patriots, that no one's gonna think twice to not hire him.
Well, so, that'll be interesting, but who knows if that's ever gonna happen.
Right. That. So there's a couple things keeping it kind of conspiracy-ish too. You know, the fucking
Mulder. It's me.
It's funny because are they saying that because it was the Colts? You know,
I mean, yeah.
What if it was a different team? What if it was the Packers or something?
Oh, you know, because because it's the Colts are. I don't know. Fuck Jim Irsay, man. Like,
yeah, right. You know, and it's like, what plays into that shit behind the scenes stuff? Not that
there are really any NFL owners that I like.
Come on, you love all of them.
Yeah, they're all
especially Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Jerry Jones, Dan Spanos, Stan Kroenke, all wonderful human beings.
Wonderful
human beings. The Mara family. But yeah, it's. I don't know. Yeah, because. But also, I could see that just being spin, you know, like his people being like, oh, yeah, no, it, like other people will definitely hire him. Because it's just like, I don't know. If I was running a team and everyone looked bad in that fucking situation.
No, they did.
And it's just that I dislike McDaniels the most, so I want to assign him the most blame. But I'm also like, who the fuck are you, Colts? Like, you don't have the shit signed.
Right.
Was that some weird, like, way to try to shame him into taking the job?
Right.
And it's just like...
It's like, it's all PR shit. And, you know, I don't know who did what and why. But the article that I read, it was definitely... it wasn't a Boston article, which was kind of like, oh, interesting. But it basically said, like, more than 10 NFL executives were like, he just has a way with quarterbacks. And
well, I mean, you know,
who gives a shit?
That might be.
You know, and that's kind of like, damn.
The things the NFL does never really make sense.
Absolutely.
To me.
Nah, why would it?
Because whereas I'm like, no. Like, when the NFL was like, we want to become leading advocates for domestic violence awareness, I was like, why? Nobody asked you to fucking do that.
Right.
Like, we just want you to punish guys who, like, beat up their girlfriends
properly.
Yeah, we want
you to fix your fucking issues. Yeah. We don't want... Yeah, like, we already know it's a problem.
I don't want to hear Eli Manning talking about domestic violence. That has... You know, what the fuck does Eli know about that shit?
That placates the simpletons.
I guess. It's just like, I'm not asking you to do that. I'm not asking you to, like, take up a cause. I'm just asking you to, you know, not sign Greg Hardy.
Yeah, stand up for fucking people. Yeah, stand up for what's fucking right.
Sign Colin Kaepernick and make sure Greg Hardy never has another fucking job in that fucking league again. Which, you know, now that he's not good anymore, he won't.
Bust.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, super hype.
It's just one of those things where it's just like, it's the NFL is just like, they always like do the worst. They always handle it the worst way they can.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Because they're fucking out of touch.
Well, it's, you know, what do they know?
Money.
Yeah, they know money and they, you know. And it's like funny because it's like, you know, everyone's talking about how the ratings were so low this year. And I'm like, motherfucker,
barely.
The NBA would kill for those, like, low NFL numbers.
Yeah, and it's not even that low. This was the lowest since 2009, and even 2009 wasn't that low.
And I don't know. You know why I didn't watch? Because my team wasn't very good.
Right, there's a lot of reasons
And, yeah. I still watched a lot of football. I just didn't pay as much close attention. Also, I wasn't doing very well in fantasy either, so ooh, it was a down year for both.
Yeah.
For all that shit.
That's rough. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
Mean, there's still a part of my brain that's like fights with supporting the NFL, but that's, you know.
Yeah.
I'll put that aside for another season. Sports are fun.
And the most fun sport right now happens to be, for us, footballs.
Yeah.
Footballs. I also enjoy the fuck out of esports.
Yeah? What's going on in that OWL league?
Overwatch League. A lot, but nothing for Boston, really. I mean, so Apparently,
Soul Dynasty beat Dallas Fuel.
Apparently nothing, because nothing's going for Boston. They did win. Who do they play? The Florida Mayhem. They played them on Friday. Excuse me. Last Friday. Smashed them 4-0. But prior to that, they got smashed 4-0 by the Houston. That was last week. I think I talked about that. It's not looking so great.
So this is the second stage?
Yes.
Okay, so we're past the first playoff.
So imagine this is the first season of Overwatch. It's like a video game. Yep. So the overarching season, and then within the season, there are many stages. And within those stages, there are many bosses. It's kind of, that's how it is. So
many judges, many bosses.
Yeah. So this is like season two within season one.
Okay.
You know?
So.
Yeah.
1-2.
Yeah. But the records stay and points accumulate towards the end of the actual fucking season of the stages, excuse me, which will be stage four. It's pretty much more the same with the start. The teams who you think are great are fucking still great. Seoul Dynasty kicking ass. Fucking Shanghai Dragons, even though they've got the new Zarya player, they're still pretty shitty. I don't think they've won a game yet. It's so bad that I'm starting to see memes of Crying Jordan with Shanghai Dragon.
Ooh.
Like, that's bad. They're getting Crying Jordan memes, yo. That's like, it's kind of, it's bad, and it's also like, wow. They get Crying Jordan memes? Oh, Overwatch is coming up sport.
I would expect them to get them before actual sports, you know?
That's real shit.
Just because it seems like every year there's always one commentator who, like, during one game is like, why are there pictures of crying Michael Jordan on my Twitter feed all of a sudden? And I'm just like, God, Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Get on the internet for a couple days. Yeah. Shit. But yeah, New York is still, pretty good. Houston, Dallas, they're still mid-tier, just like Boston. The Valiant, they're a little better than they were playing last stage. It's kind of weird. It's still very early in the season. I mean, in this stage, it's week three is going to start on Wednesday, which is week two. So it's like, it's... Yeah. It's fucking weird, but it's fun because I fucking love watching Overwatch. I love playing Overwatch. Haven't played it that much, honestly. Been doing a lot of other shit.
Do you prefer calling it the OWL or the or OWL?
I call it Overwatch League.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I've heard it both ways, but it's just because I'm a giant nerd.
Yeah, absolutely.
OWL reminds me very much of a thing in Harry Potter. It's a test they have to take, are the OWLs.
Yeah, so then we're not calling it that on this podcast.
All right. We'll call it Harry Potter.
No, I'm just kidding. We're very much big fans of the Potter series. I mean, I only watched like the first three movies, but hey, I enjoyed them.
That's high praise from John.
Yeah. Speaking of high praise, just damn, we're all over the place. I finally seen Black Panther.
Ah!
I seen it. And it was pretty good.
He liked it. And not just because you're black.
No, not because I'm black. It was cool seeing that shit. But really, I thought it was just a cool superhero movie.
Michael B. Jordan's the best, right, though?
Michael B. Jordan. I just turned off the lights and said it three times and he didn't come. He's not in studio. I tried, guys. I tried.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, shit. He's like, what the fuck am I doing here? That would be dope. But yeah, it was a cool movie. Definitely had it's a Marvel movie.
Yeah, it's a Marvel movie.
But it was one of the more enjoyable Marvel movies, in my opinion. But anyways, this is a sports podcast. Definitely check it out, though.
If you're like the one person who hasn't.
Yeah, and I hate Marvel movies. Like, absolutely despise them.
Yeah, that's true. John and I are very selective about the movies we see together.
Yeah, Logan was dope too.
Yeah, Logan was dope.
Oh, that movie was fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I want to see the black and white cut of that. I think that'd be interesting.
That's crazy because I was trying to get my hands on the black and white cut of Mad Max. I heard that shit was insane, but I guess I could just turn the color off.
The correct HD. I know.
God damn it. I mean, it'll be in 4K too, so that'd be nice. Oh, because that's real shit because it's only on Blu-ray. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Wow.
It's done.
It's done. But yeah, we will not call it the OWL because nah.
All right. No worries.
We'll call it Owl.
He'll call it Overwatch League.
Owl 2018. I'll call it O-Dub Leagues or Overwatch Leagues or just O-Dubs.
But yeah, if there is a preferred nomenclature, let us know.
I don't give a fuck. I'm calling it what I want.
Well, let me know. I'm interested. Well, I'm just interested to know.
Okay. No, we do want to know. Not necessarily that we'll call it that on the show.
But yeah.
But yeah, maybe he will. I'm telling you,
yeah.
I'm not.
It's just, yeah, every time I've heard people refer to it as Owl and OWL, and I was just like, oh, Harry has to take his OWLs, otherwise he won't be an Auror.
And the thing is, like, I don't understand why it's OWL, because technically Overwatch is one word.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
Well, yeah, but I mean.
And I get it. Yeah, I get it, but it's like, come on. If anything, it should be OL.
LeBron's LBJ.
I get it, I said.
I know. I'll give you another example.
Scarface. What? What? Oh, Jesus Christ.
But
so, there was the... Oh, yeah. Never mind, I already said it. Is there something...
Well, I mean, on hockey news, I've been watching the Avalanche. They are currently in the last spot in the playoffs.
Hey.
That could change tomorrow, depending on who wins and loses, because the race is that tight. But it's fun. Spring training started, so I've been getting baseball excited.
Oh shit!
I'm ready to go all in and have my heart broken by them Rockies.
Oh yeah, that's your yearly tradition.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna put my expectations way high,
way high,
and watch them just fuck it up. But yeah, maybe and break my heart like they do every year. But I'm starting to get psyched that we made the playoffs for the first time in like 9 years last year. So
was the since the Red Sox beat you?
No. Okay. We got in 2 years after that.
Damn,
that was 2009.
I was hoping that was the case. You Denver listeners, it's all good. I love y'all.
Yeah, well,
I still love you.
I was in Des Moines. I remember very specifically watching that game while like at a party. It was on in like the corner, and I was the only person at the party who gave a shit. And I was just like staring at the TV, and like my girlfriend at the time was like, "Baby, it's just a baseball game." I was like, "It's a fucking World Series." I was like, "Just win one game. Like that's all I want." But no,
I swear to God, and I've said this on this podcast before, I didn't even know Colorado had a baseball team. Like, that's how, like, East Coast I was at the time. I was like, oh, Colorado Rockies. It's like, Colorado has a fucking baseball team? What?
Yeah.
You know, East Coast, baby.
We had been a team for almost 15 years at that point.
Which is crazy. Because what is it now?
Well,
22, 23 years?
Yeah, but you're not a baseball fan and you're in the National League. So it's
right.
Like, I forget AL teams exist all the time.
Oh, exactly. Like, that's the thing. Like, you know, I couldn't tell you every baseball team now, but there's no more like, they have a baseball team?
Yeah, no, you know? I could do it, but it would take me a little bit.
Do it.
What? No, I'm not naming all 30 teams.
Bitch. He's a bitch. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do it because we're already pushing.
I automatically the map showed up in my head and I was like, well, I'll start with California. Giants.
That's fucking great.
Because they have like five teams.
God, they do. They do.
My favorite. I will say this. I love the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because if you translate their name, their name is the Angels of Anaheim.
The Los Angeles Angels
of Anaheim.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous name. They're a ridiculous team because I've never met an Angels fan ever.
I see a lot of hats, but all your Angels fan? No, this is a cool hat.
I like the A.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yep. Cool. Cool, dude. that is something I will never understand. Like, I guess it's just because I'm so like reluctant to give teams my money anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, why the fuck would I ever give the Yankees my fucking money? Like, you know.
Oh, that's real shit.
But I get it. A dope hat is a dope hat.
No, that's real shit. But I don't own any hats other than, like, you know, I get free hats and shit every now and then. But all the hats that I purchase all are Boston hats. So it's like, I totally understand that. Because it's like, if I'm going to buy a hat and give a team money, it's going to be
a team
I have. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give it to the shit I have fond memories of, the shit I grew up with, you know?
Yeah. So I don't, you know, I mean, like, I get it. If you're in, you know, if you're in a state without,
but dope hats are dope hats, though.
Yeah, that's dope real hats shit. Are dope hats.
That's real shit.
And if you live in a state without a team or whatever near in it, and you don't have a allegiance, you know, whatever. But it's just one of those things where I just like, I don't get it. It's like, I have no connection to this place, but I love this team. And it's just like, what? Why? Well, my uncle went there. Yeah, but he went lives there once. Here now.
But he caught a fish there once.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Is it because they win?
Yeah, that's really what it is. But most people are like too ashamed to admit it. It's okay to be a bandwagoner. It's okay. Because that's what makes sports dope.
Yeah. I mean, you've...
Not really.
When teams are winning, I tend to use the term "we" more than the Rockies, the Broncos, the Nuggets.
Yeah, I try not to use "we" because
I consciously try not to.
It's hard. It's hard though because it's like, you know, you're talking about where you're from.
Yeah,
you know. But I'm not on the field.
Yeah.
So I try not to.
The Broncos have never given me a single cent.
Right. Exactly. I've never got a paycheck from any goddamn Boston team. So that's why when they lose, I genuinely don't give a fuck.
Yeah. There's no reason to be upset about it.
Nope. As long as it's a good game. I get upset over bad games because it's like, motherfucker, you get paid to do this shit. You did this.
Yeah.
But as long as it's a good game, cool. Let's do it. Sign me up for next season. I'm fucking pumped.
But yeah, so spring breaks, spring training's underway. I don't know. Baseball's started. I love baseball, man. I can't get... There's something about it.
I like baseball's cool. It really is.
I know. And I definitely understand why people don't like baseball.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I definitely get that. But it's just like, I don't know.
Honestly.
Moneyball. It's like Moneyball says. It's easy to be nostalgic about baseball.
Sure. No, it's true. Because, like, when the Red Sox were winning, those first World Series was, like, crazy. Because that was right when I started getting into baseball. You know, just like, let me give baseball a shot. And it's like, this is the most boring game I've ever watched in my fucking life. And then I started understanding the strategies. And, oh, why would you do a fucking pop fly? Fucking, you know, or fucking, you know, just stupid shit.
Beer helps, too.
Beer helps a lot. Excuse me. Oh, shit.
I will say my enjoyment.
Excuse me.
My enjoyment of going to baseball games has... definitely increased now that I'm over 21.
But it is a beautiful game. It really is.
I don't know. It's just there's things I like about it. I enjoy that I can go to a game and just, you know, spend 3 hours at a really nice baseball park. You know, of course, for all the faults of the Rockies, Coors Field is a beautiful park, and I enjoy going there.
I've yet to be inside of it, but fucking driving by it, it is fucking. All right,
let's go to a game this summer.
We should.
Because if nothing else, we can just drink for 3 hours.
Right. I mean,
there's a nice rooftop bar that you can just buy a standing room.
That's cool because I also have fucking wireless lavalier microphones, so we can hook ourselves up and literally forget that we have microphones on and have a portable recorder.
Oh, nice.
That'd like be fun. It'd be, we could do like an on location 3-hour podcast for you guys.
Live podcast.
I'll cut it down though, because you don't want to hear 3 hours of fucking.
There was that long stretch of silence.
3 hours of this.
Or that period where Julian was in the bathroom.
Where the fuck is the bathroom?
He forgot the yeah, mic right, was on.
Exactly. Oh, doop, fuck.
Doop. Yep. Pissing. I'm pissing.
Yeah. All that shit for 3 hours. But yeah, we should definitely do that. All
right. Well, we're making plans for podcasts to come. So that means you should like us and subscribe.
Yeah, and like and subscribe us to us on at TMSR. TMS Report. Fuck, I always say that wrong. TMS Report. Actually, you can search TMSR podcast on the Googles or on Bing or whatever search engine you try to like to use.
The Firefox.
The Firefox search engine. You can search for it there. TMSR podcast. TMS Report is what we are on the internet. And I am at The Beatnik online, also known as Big Black.
Yeah, you can find me at Julian C. Mitchell on Twitter and at Jimmy Blink, Jimmy Blinks X on Instagram. Pretty much just search us. We'll give us a follow. We'll probably follow you back.
Yeah. So thank you for all the listeners.
Thank you so much for listening.
Appreciate it. Everyone that we know personally, thank you for listening. Everyone we don't know personally, thank you for listening. Yeah, this is just the beginning. Shit's about to take off in a new crazy.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. And I won't answer now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool. Now I'm getting on live, but that ain't my style. Now who he gon' get and what he gon' do? Run up on me if you want to. Hot damn pressing his homies. And he's done up in front of his mama. I'm up the floor with him. And I kick in the door and let the phone go get him. I got fools that'll go get him. That's for him and the fool and the dude that threat with him. And the killers, and the thugsters, right. They be fucking up the ballers, and the dealers, and the hustlers. Got me coming at you bogus in the VI while they bumpin' Lil Jon. I'm a rusher, it's a psycho nigga twister from Chicago. Rollin' with the Miami nigga, better crush him. We already be looking for drama, if a nigga try to get into a witness, then we gotta get him. Feelin' free from the torture that could never be cured. I'm finna sell it, I'm telling you, trick up finna steal him. Got me swinging Chrissy and Hennessy bottles in the club. And my thug homies going for the Skrilla. Don't get it twisted with that overnight celebrity. You better be scared of me in my city, I'm a killer. Strip, I'm a player, you just a square. See, once that Hennessy into me, the whole industry's my enemy. And you ain't no kin to me or friend to me, bitch, don't pretend to be. See, I'm strictly for the thugs, I'm for the street and straight out the hood. My M.O. is ghetto and I don't even need the gap for you bunch of cats. I'm straight out the county of day, play on fire, nigga, in my head. You ever come south of the border, first one's born, you're gonna get slaughtered. Go fuck.